A Prayer for Revival by Debbie Przybylski. Therefore, you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Matthew 24:44. We live in serious times. We need to cry out fervently to God, asking Him to revive His church worldwide. We need to be in intensive prayer, asking God to move in our cities and nations. Studying the characteristics of revival will help us prepare both personally and corporately for a great move of God and His church. Understanding the deep need to prepare our own hearts for revival and learning how to cooperate with God as He pours into the earth will keep us from hindering the move of God as it comes. The key phrase of the Welsh revival in 1904 was, "Bend the church and save the world." Spiritual preparation, conviction of sin, God consciousness. There was nothing, humanly speaking, to account for what happened. Quite suddenly, upon one and another, came an overwhelming sense of the reality and awfulness of His presence and of eternal things. Life, death, and eternity seemed suddenly laid bare. Winky Pratney. May God prepare each one of us personally to pay the price for revival, the price of fervent prayer and allowing Him to work deeply in our lives. Let us ask Him to make us conscious of His presence and learn to abide in Him moment by moment. Pray that He will convict us of even the smallest sin in our life. Press on in prayer and fasting for revival in the nations. A worldwide end times revival is going to be a glorious thing, but it will be costly. We lived on a book exhibition ship for years. In some countries, thousands of visitors came on board daily. Long hours of hard work consumed our full attention. Are we ready for the demands of revival? God must prepare us, His church, personally and corporately for the self-sacrifice that revival entails. May we not draw back, but prepare to lay hold of this glorious end-time outpouring of God with all our hearts as the radiant bride of Christ who is willing to sacrifice all so that people might be saved. Pray with me for revival. Lord, thank You for the work You have been doing and the work You continue to do in this world. Make us conscious of Your presence. Help us learn to abide in You moment by moment. Convict us of even the smallest sins and help us turn toward You in joyful obedience. Lord, revive the nations to Your gospel truth. Help us not draw back, but rather fight the good fight of faith. In Jesus' name, amen.
In a recent survey, parents reported that 52% of homeschooled children need learning accommodations. These parents need practical advice, encouragement, and hope to fuel their homeschooling efforts. The Empowering Homeschool Conversations podcast is where parents gain wisdom on how to teach unique learners successfully at home, like Laura, who recently told us, "I needed this episode. I don't need a fancy curriculum or need to be a special ed teacher to teach my son. You have given me hope." To listen now, go to Life Audio or search Empowering Homeschool Conversations on your favorite podcast app.